877-981.
The secular media in this country, and this will play out over the next several days, they're going to take this opportunity to rehash the same old tired arguments about sexual abuse. For everything that maybe the Catholic Church or the people in the Catholic Church may have done wrong, there are a thousand things that they have done right. I wish the media would take a little time to discuss Catholic Charities and all of the good that they do throughout the world. They will not do that because it does not sell and it does not fit into their agenda.
There's a talk radio caller commenting on how the news media has already reported on the Pope's decision to step down at the end of the month with a particular twist to it. And perhaps that's something, if you're Catholic or not Catholic, you have an observation about. A lot of controversy tied to the Catholic Church and all of the things, the malfeasance that has gone on there and will continue, apparently, even though there's going to be a new Pope. It's kind of like it's time for a new CEO, because the blame flows uphill. What was the old sign Harry Truman had on his desk? The buck stops here. Is that really what's going on? Lots of time devoted to the resignation of the Pope, and there are other things going on in the world of News Talk Radio as we begin our one-hour coverage of this media, starting now for Tuesday, the 12th of February. I'm Doug Steffen. Here's Chris Jansing talking to George Weigel, Pope John Paul II's biographer, about the announcement from the Pope that he was resigning.
Did anybody really see this coming? I mean, I know he's talked about the possibility of retirement, but now?
This is a surprise as to timing, not as to fact. The Pope has indicated on several previous occasions that if he ever came to the decision in prayer and conscience that he could not give the Church the service it deserved, that he would leave. He would not stand on his ego or stand on ceremony. He would clear the path for a new Pope. The timing is a bit surprising, but then when it hasn't happened in 719 years, it's always going to be surprising.
You know what I thought, George? I thought he must... do you think this is just he's slowing down, or is he really not well?
I saw the Pope in December, shortly after he made six new cardinals. I thought he looked weaker then than he had looked when I saw him in June. He gave a beautiful sermon at Christmas Midnight Mass, but he looked weaker then to me, too. This is an 85-year-old man with a long-standing heart condition. He's got arthritis problems in both legs. I think the point to be underscored here is that this was a decision taken in conscience after great prayer. This is not someone just throwing in the towel or throwing up his hands and saying, I'm tired of this. This is someone saying the office of Peter needs vigorous leadership. And because I can't provide that, I'm going to create the possibility for a presumably younger, more vigorous man to take my place.
All right. What's your spin on this? Do you care to share? 888-302-3684. I suppose maybe this comes into the realm of what's the most important thing going on in your mind today, and whether this is or isn't. It's something that a lot of people are talking about for various reasons. He's known as Pope Benedict the 16th. Announcing that he will resign from his position as head of the church at the end of the month. He's 85 years old, and everybody, many people inside the Church of Rome are shocked because of his age and diminishing strength. Doesn't feel he can carry on the job. I think that maybe that's the reason that there's so much trouble in the church. Maybe there are some other reasons. Maybe you'd like to send along your thoughts. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. 888-302-DOUG is the phone line. Here's talk host Jay Morris with a CBS correspondent named Sabina Caspofranco, who's in Rome, about more on this decision.
Can you give us any indication of what the reaction has been in where you're at as to this news?
Well, I mean, people were completely flabbergasted. They were shocked. I mean, we all were. I mean, some of us who've been covering the Vatican for decades, and that includes me, you know, other Vatican watchers, reporters, Italians, Vatican officials, cardinals, you name it. Everybody in this country could not believe it. And apart from this country, I think anybody in the world could not believe it. I mean, popes just do not resign, and this is what happened today. I mean, this is the first pope in modern times who's decided he's not going to continue in his ministry, and it was, you know, a startling announcement. Nobody expected it, and now, you know, we're told he's going to stay in office until the 28th. We're going to have a situation where there's going to be a living former pope and a living current pope. So it's very, very bizarre indeed for anybody.
Sabrina, here's my conundrum, I guess. The holiest season in the Christian church is coming up in 2 days. Is the fact that he's decided to leave during Lent, does that intensify the issue?
Well, I think he has been very careful about choosing the timing of this. I think he'd been thinking about it for various months, or so it appears from what the Vatican chief press spokesman has said to us. And he's probably chosen this time to ensure that a conclave is held in time for a new pope to be selected in time for Easter, which is one of the busiest times in the Christian calendar. And you're completely right. In 2 days is Ash Wednesday. I mean, you know, he has clearly thought about this quite thoroughly, and, you know, on the need for the church to have a strong leader. He probably did not want to be pope anymore during the Easter festivities.
All right. So, again, I find this extraordinarily the Catholic Church and religions that claim to be the only true religion. I know many of you are Catholic and you'll be upset about this. It's Mardi Gras Day, by the way, and tomorrow is Ash Wednesday. So there are a lot of people who get great faith. Maybe there are a lot. And I'm not sure in our country anymore there are. And so maybe that's the question. Why is it? I think the Catholic Church has lots of really strong beneficial aspects to it, as do all religions. But what it gets in the way is the ego, the narcissism, the business about men and their infallibility, which, as most of us know who have a clue, is nonsense. But there are plenty of grading the goodness and the desire to do good things prevail, even though a bunch of men have taken the idea. It's all created by man. This has nothing to do with God in my reading of it, but there are still good things that come in the name of God or in the name of religion, but they get overshadowed by men, and I mean literally men, and their infallibility. Or their fallibility. They claim to be infallible, and that's where the hypocrisy comes in. So those of you who are Catholic, what do you do to fix your church? 888-302-3684, 15 after the hour.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't. That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean
mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete, free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
Monday. Texas is being overrun by some of the baddest cars to ever hit the road. But they'll have to go through these two first.
Fired up!
Richard and Aaron are back for an all-new season of
Fast and Loud.
Fast and Loud.
Restoring the cars you know and love.
Shelby. 59 Apache short bed.
32 Ford.
And having a damn good time doing it. Fast and Loud. New season premieres Monday at 9 on Discovery.
It hurts to have a cold. Not only are you congested, your body aches and your head aches. Fight the pain and the cold symptoms with Advil Congestion Relief, the only over-the-counter cold and sinus medicine that combines Advil with a proven decongestant to relieve the pain and sinus pressure that come with a cold. Advil Congestion Relief. Tough on pain, tough on colds. Use as directed.
The State of the Union, we'll get started with that now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. As we go to last night, the President starts with the State of the Union, and that's where we get started on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Here is the President talking about the budget and the sequester.
Now, our work must begin by making some basic decisions about our budget, decisions that will have a huge impact on the strength of our recovery. Over the last few years, both parties have worked together to reduce the deficit by more than $2.5 trillion, mostly through spending cuts, but also by raising tax rates on the wealthiest 1% of Americans. As a result, we are more than halfway towards the goal of $4 trillion in deficit reduction that economists say we need to stabilize our finances. Now we need to finish the job. And the question is, how? In 2011, Congress passed a law saying that if both parties couldn't agree on a plan to reach our deficit goal, about $1 trillion worth of budget cuts would automatically go into effect this year. These sudden, harsh, arbitrary cuts would jeopardize our military readiness. They devastate priorities like education and energy and medical research. They would certainly slow our recovery and cost us hundreds of thousands of jobs. And that's why Democrats, Republicans, business leaders, and economists have already said that these cuts, known here in Washington as the sequester, are a really bad idea. Now, some in Congress have proposed preventing only the defense cuts by making even bigger cuts to things like education and job training, Medicare, and Social Security benefits. That idea is even worse. Yes, the biggest driver of our long-term debt is the rising cost of health care for an aging population. And those of us who care deeply about programs like Medicare must embrace the need for modest reforms. Otherwise, our retirement programs will crowd out the investments we need for our children and jeopardize the promise of a secure retirement for future generations.
We're continuing with the State of the Union. That's what the discussion, the buzz is this morning here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey Water Filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
President, we're talking about the President's State of the Union address last night, and here he is talking about deficit reduction and tax reform.
To hit the rest of our deficit reduction target, we should do what leaders in both parties have already suggested and save hundreds of billions of dollars by getting rid of tax loopholes and deductions for the well-off and the well-connected. After all, why would we choose to make deeper cuts to education and Medicare just to protect special interest tax breaks? How is that fair? Why is it that deficit reduction is a big emergency, justifying making cuts in Social Security benefits but not closing some loopholes? How does that promote growth? Now is our best chance for bipartisan, comprehensive tax reform that encourages job creation and helps bring down the deficit. The American people deserve a tax code that helps small businesses spend less time filling out complicated forms and more time expanding and hiring. A tax code that ensures billionaires with high-powered accountants can't work the system and pay a lower rate than their hard-working secretaries. A tax code that lowers incentives to move jobs overseas and lowers tax rates for businesses and manufacturers that are creating jobs right here in the United States of America. That's what tax reform can deliver. That's what we can do together.
888-302 Doug comments on the President's State of the Union address. Here he is talking on the status of the military in Afghanistan.
Tonight we stand united in saluting the troops and civilians who sacrifice every day to protect us. Because of them, we can say with confidence that America will complete its mission in Afghanistan and achieve our objective of defeating the core of Al-Qaeda. Already, we have brought home 33,000 of our brave servicemen and women. This spring, our forces will move into a support role while Afghan security forces take the lead. Tonight, I can announce that over the next year, another 34,000 American troops will come home from Afghanistan. This drawdown will continue, and by the end of next year, our war in Afghanistan will be over. Beyond 2014, America's commitment to a unified and sovereign Afghanistan will endure. But the nature of our commitment will change. We're negotiating an agreement with the Afghan government that focuses on two missions: training and equipping Afghan forces so that the country does not again slip into chaos, and counterterrorism efforts that allow us to pursue the remnants of Al-Qaeda and their affiliates. Today, the organization that attacked us on 9/11 is a shadow of its former self. It's true, different Al-Qaeda affiliates and extremist groups have emerged from the Arabian Peninsula to Africa. The threat these groups pose is evolving. But to meet this threat, we don't need to send tens of thousands of our sons and daughters abroad or occupy other nations. Instead, we'll need to help countries like Yemen, Libya, and Somalia provide for their own security and help allies who take the fight to terrorists, as we have in Mali. And where necessary, through a range of capabilities, we will continue to take direct action against those terrorists who pose the gravest threat to Americans.
888-302-3684. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Apply chapstick to my lips. Raspberry cream, I can't resist. Flavorful tea, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Burst of berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my list. La 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 la, la 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 la.
Apply new chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavored 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La la la, la la la.
Chapstick, apply happy.
Monday, Texas is being overrun by some of the baddest cars to ever hit the road. But they'll have to go through these two first.
Fired up!
Richard and Aaron are back for an all-new season of
Fast and Loud.
Fast and Loud. Restoring the cars you know and love.
Shelby. 59 Apache short bed.
32 Ford. And having a damn good time doing it. Fast and Loud. New season premieres Monday at 9 on Discovery.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
For this February the 13th, let's go back and forth between the Republicans and the Democrats, and there's also some response from Senator Rand Paul, who represented the Tea Party. First, here's Senator Marco Rubio on the importance of working hard in order to succeed rather than relying on the government.
The State of the Union address is always a reminder of how unique America is. See, for much of human history, most people were trapped in stagnant societies where a tiny minority always stayed on top, and no one else even had a chance. But America is exceptional because we believe that every life at every stage is precious, and that everyone everywhere has a God-given right to go as far as their talents and hard work will take them. Like most Americans, for me, this ideal is personal. My parents immigrated here in pursuit of the opportunity to improve their life and to give their children the chance at an even better one. They made it to the middle class, my dad working as a bartender and my mother as a cashier and a maid. I didn't inherit any money from them, but I inherited something far better, the real opportunity to accomplish my dreams. This opportunity to make it to the middle class or beyond, no matter where you start out in life, it isn't bestowed on us from Washington. It comes from a vibrant free economy where people can risk their own money to open a business. And when they succeed, they hire more people who in turn invest or spend their money they make helping others start a business and create jobs. Presidents in both parties, from John F. Kennedy to Ronald Reagan, have known that our free enterprise economy is the source of our middle class prosperity. But President Obama, he believes it's the cause of our problems. That the economic downturn happened because our government didn't tax enough, spend enough, or control enough. And therefore, as you heard tonight, his solution to virtually every problem we face is for Washington to tax more, borrow more, and spend more. This idea that our problems were caused by a government that was too small is just not true. In fact, a major cause of our recent downturn was a housing crisis created by reckless government policies. And the idea that more taxes and more government spending is the best way to help hardworking middle-class taxpayers, that's an old idea that's failed every time it's been tried. More government isn't going to help you get ahead. It's going to hold you back. More government isn't going to create more opportunities. It's going to limit them. And more government isn't going to inspire new ideas, new businesses, and new private sector jobs. It's going to create uncertainty.
888-302-3684. We're going back and forth now from the State of the Union address the President delivered, and then we are going to have somebody from Rand Paul as well. He represented the Tea Party. Let's go back to the President and the discussion of the minimum wage from last night.
We know our economy is stronger when we reward an honest day's work with honest wages. But today, a full-time worker making the minimum wage earns $14,500 a year, even with the tax relief we put in place. A family with two kids that earns the minimum wage still lives below the poverty line. That's wrong. That's why, since the last time this Congress raised the minimum wage, 19 states have chosen to bump theirs even higher. Tonight, let's declare that in the wealthiest nation on earth, no one who works full-time should have to live in poverty, and raise the federal minimum wage to $9 an hour. We should be able to get that done. This single step would raise the incomes of millions of working families. It could mean the difference between groceries or the food bank, rent or eviction, scraping by or finally getting ahead. For businesses across the country, it would mean customers with more money in their pockets. And a whole lot of folks out there would probably need less help from government. In fact, working folks shouldn't have to wait year after year for the minimum wage to go up, while CEO pay has never been higher. So here's an idea that Governor Romney and I actually agreed on last year. Let's tie the minimum wage to the cost of living so that it finally becomes a wage you can live on.
So the President says that we have to have a higher wage. What do you think about that if you're a small business owner? 888-302-3684. Mr. President, said Marco Rubio, I don't oppose your plans because I want to protect the rich. I oppose your plans because I want to protect my neighbors. Here's Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky, who gave the response to the President's address for the Tea Party.
The President seems to think the country can continue to borrow $50,000 every second. The President believes that if we can just squeeze more money out of those who are working, I don't think it'll work. The path we are on is not sustainable, but few in Congress or in this administration seem to recognize that their actions are endangering the prosperity of this great nation. Ronald Reagan said, government is not the answer to the problem. Government is the problem. Tonight, the President told the nation he disagrees. President Obama believes that government is the solution. More government, more taxes, more debt. What the President fails to grasp is that the American system that rewards hard work is what made America so prosperous. What America needs is not Robin Hood, but Adam Smith. In the year we won our independence, Adam Smith described what creates the wealth of nations. He described a limited government that largely did not interfere with individuals and their pursuit of happiness. All that we are, all that we wish to be, is now threatened by the notion that you can have something for nothing, that you can have your cake and eat it too, that you can spend $1 trillion every year that you don't have.
There's Senator Rand Paul with some ideas from the Tea Party part of things. If Tea Party had stayed to their message about the economy, they'd have done better in terms of the election, I think. What do you think? 888-302-3684. So the President's State of the Union is basically more jobs, fewer guns, better education, smarter immigration, and more taxes for the rich. That's going to fix the problem for everybody. It's very interesting how the networks gave time to Rand Paul and the Tea Party. I thought that was pretty interesting. Now let's do left and right here from News Talk Television before we get to News Talk Radio. From Fox, Brett Baer talks to analyst Nina Easton about the State of the Union.
your thoughts on this State of the Union address?
He at least posed himself as someone concerned about the debt, which I think in and of itself is striking when a lot of people in his party are saying deficits don't matter, spending doesn't matter. So the change in tone I thought was striking. If you're someone who's concerned about economic growth, and he claims to be, and most of his speech was about that, I thought there were some things not to like about this speech. Raising the minimum wage at a time when unemployment is still close to 8% is a job killer. There are lots of recycled ideas. This idea for this mortgage refinance plan, investing in infrastructure, this green energy idea, that green energy investments that, of course, led to projects like Solyndra. But there were some things that there were, I think, were to be liked. And that is his focus on trying to create a labor force for the 21st century. We often forget that there are 3 million jobs in this country that go vacant every single month. At Microsoft alone, there's 6,000 jobs. There's tens of thousands of jobs at high-tech companies. These high-tech companies want to hire foreigners to fill those jobs. And there has not been enough focus on training American workers to be able to fill those jobs. When he talks about these manufacturing hubs, by the way, this is an idea that did come out of the high-tech industry. When he talks about that, and when he talks about recalibrating the school system at the state level to have more kids come out with science, math, computer science backgrounds, that's extremely valuable.
Okay, so there's an up and a down. Both sides are presented there in that conversation from Fox after the President's State of the Union address. Now let's go to MSNBC, where Rachel Maddow and Chris Matthews follow the party line.
Chris, what's your reaction to this speech?
Well, it was a lot, and I think that's good for a lot of people, but I think, I like what he said about fix the voting system. I like what he said about they deserve a vote. I like Rebuild America. I like the assault he did on sequestration. I like the science plaudits for science. It's about pretty basic stuff. Afghanistan is certainly good news there. I don't know whether he closed any kind of deal on immigration tonight. I think that's going to be his biggest issue this year. He didn't talk about enforcement. He didn't talk about what he needs in terms of teeth to actually make the law work. The reason we have an immigration problem right now is we've had illegal immigration for all these years. There's nothing in his proposal tonight to stop it.
He talked about border security.
Okay, I've never believed that. That's a Pat Buchanan solution. I've never believed in border security. It's about worker permits. It's about biometric ID cards, some way of stopping illegal hiring. He never even mentioned it. It's the reason people come here. And he never mentioned it. And I don't think he'll ever get a deal until we deal with illegal hiring.
The president
never get a deal.
At this point, is a president who is presiding over net negative illegal immigration because our economy has been so soft.
I know all that.
We have been attracting people. That's the most efficient way to keep people out.
And having recessions on a regular basis is not a solution to illegal immigration.
Michael,
and I don't think you make a deal unless you make an offer. And I don't think he made an offer to the Republicans tonight on immigration. He said how we're going to benefit politically, how the Democrats will. But I'm telling you, I want the thing fixed, not just talked about. I don't want the issue. I want the solution.
Seeing Republicans applauding tonight when he was talking about immigration reform, my response to that was he's talking about it in a way that they don't feel alienated by.
They're on television.
888. That was pretty good, actually. 888-302-3684. Congresswoman and chairperson of the Democratic National Committee, Debbie Schultz, criticized Senator Rubio on his party's Medicare and Medicaid policies. The State of the Union is what we're talking about. The president talked about Afghanistan, the economy, gun control, climate change, that sort of thing. So we continue, and we'll have some more from the world of News Talk Radio, and then your calls here on the countdown at 16 before the hour.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number. It's juggling school and work.
It's paying my dues on the job.
And it's pulling all-nighters when I need to. You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a homeowner, you don't simply live in a house. You live in a giant tax deduction. That's because homeowners often qualify for a range of deductions that can greatly impact your taxes. Among them, property tax, mortgage interest, and home equity loan deductions. They add up fast, and TurboTax can help you determine which ones you qualify for. To get more details on homeowner deductions and find out how TurboTax can help you get back every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Right now, custom banners and posters are 50% off at Staples, which means it's less expensive than ever to get all the banners and posters your small business needs.
Okay, let's double check your order. I have a grand reopening banner, 500 sale flyers, business cards, a few passive-aggressive break room posters, and a less passive 6-foot banner advising people to stay away from your lunch in the fridge.
Sounds about right.
Perfect.
For a limited time, custom banners and posters are 50% off at Staples. That was easy. No coupon needed. Details in store and at staples.com/copy and print.
Thank you for calling Discover Card. I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
Nope. With our new IT card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern Time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
All right, so now talk radio coverage of the State of the Union. Here's Talk Host Bob France with political analyst David Axelrod about his problems with the president's State of the Union.
I was hopeful that I would hear something different that would make me excited about his plans and his willingness to work with the Republican Party, especially on domestic job creation and other issues like that. But I wasn't surprised to be disappointed. So tell me, what did you like or not like the most about the speech, David?
Well, I didn't. There wasn't a single thing that I liked about it. His speech was very combative. It was aggressive. Accusatory, but that's Barack Obama. That's the way he's been all along, and you know he gets a pass for doing that. You know, he mischaracterizes Republican positions. I'll give you a couple of examples.
Please.
You know, he talks about Republicans wanting to cut Social Security and Medicare. He said that for years. He said that throughout the campaign. That's not true. I mean, what Republicans want to do is to reform Medicare and to reform Social Security. And actually, the fact is that Obamacare is what cuts Medicare and has taken, I believe, $700 million out of Medicare to put into Obamacare.
Yeah, $716 million to be precise.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, he continues to you know, flat out lie about Republican positions. You know, he continues to be the president of big government. I'll give you another point in terms of his divisiveness. I mean, that's what this guy is all about. That's what he knows best, to pit one group against another. How has America become so divided, and have you ever seen America more divided? Go back to the Vietnam War when we were, we were up against our parents, protesting the war, and, their hard feelings for the war and against the war. That was pretty divisive back then. But the truth of the matter is that we have never been more divided today since the Civil War than we are today. And it's largely because of Democrats and people like Barack Obama that continue to pit various groups against each other.
I think he's right. What do you think? Let's move on off of this, though, to the Dorner manhunt and his demise up next here on The Countdown.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neoferra. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to neofera.com, spelled N-E-O-F-E-R-A.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Something that most people on News Talk Radio are talking about this week, the Dorner manhunt in Los Angeles area. The original hope apparently was to take him alive, but it's sort of a war zone-like shootout. I was driving on the highway yesterday listening to the back and forth with the various news channels, standoff, and then now he's reported to be dead, according to the NBC affiliate. In Los Angeles, we have confirmation, quote, from the LAPD that he was shot and killed by a local sheriff's department sniper. And we know he had killed his fourth victim, a San Bernardino County sheriff's deputy. He was barricaded inside of a residence that he took over. And so here's a review from a talk program hosted by Dory Monson and Ursula Rutten about the shootout. And interesting audio from a reporter who caught some interesting, compelling kind of audio on his cell phone.
Reporter Carter Evans, he was right in the middle of the firefight. He put his cell phone on speakerphone, and this is what it sounded like.
I hear some screaming. You heard all that gunfire.
That was gunfire.
I see a team of sheriff deputies in full-on fatigues with weapons drawn running towards us right now. We are down on the ground behind the wheels of our car right now with the doors open. I'm talking to you on the speakerphone. We are right in the center of the action here. We are right where this is happening.
I just want to make sure that whatever you're doing, you are staying safe and staying out of the way of authorities and any gunfire that's going on. And it certainly sounds like a lot of gunfire right now. So just be safe, my friend.
We're trying to. We're not moving from our vehicle because this is a very fluid situation. We're staying here. We don't want to get caught in crossfire ourselves.
All right, you. Come here.
See?
You. Come here.
In a time when we expect all of our news coverage to be real time, even by that standard, as I was saying, I've never heard anything like that live on the radio in all of my years, all of the years you've been working.
Yeah, me either. And I got to tell you, my heart sank. And we did hear, though, that that reporter who was there and who was talking to the cops is okay.
Right. So there's some pretty compelling audio that it comes out in a way that you can't do it any other way, but listening to it on the radio is great for your imagination. So he was reported dead. Here's host Chris Merrill and Jim Sharbat talking about the events leading up to the report of his death.
Was it Fish and Game that saw that?
It was Game Warden who saw him first.
Was he still driving the truck at that time?
I believe so.
Okay.
I believe
and
they tried to pull him over,
okay,
and then the chase started and he crashed.
And he lost control of the vehicle.
Right.
And then from there, he skedaddles and finds the first structure he can find, which happened to be a vacant cabin.
Right.
In he goes, and then shootout, kills another deputy, shoots one more, and then it's just us sitting there waiting and watching. Just
waiting it out.
Tear gas goes into the house. House catches fire. We don't know exactly why the house caught fire. We don't know.
The way it did, boy, it went up like
fast.
Like
we don't know if it was tear gas or if it was because he maybe decided that this is it. Right. We're gonna find that out later when the investigation goes on.
Right.
And then we heard one gunshot, and then we heard some other ammunition that was going off as it was being cooked. Right.
Exactly.
Yep.
But it's all over. It's all said and done. Surprised to me it ended this way, to tell you the truth. I thought he'd
What did you think? You think hail of bullets?
I thought he'd come out in a Butch Cassidy type.
I did too. Yeah. I thought hail of bullets. It was either that or he was going to go out and say, take me in. And we were going to watch.
No, I didn't see that one.
Is there a piece of you, just for drama's sake, and I'm just asking you to opine here, Jim, so if you don't want to, that's fine, because I know you're in the news role. But just for drama's sake, is there a piece of you that's almost glad it ended this way rather than dragging this out for a 3 or 4 year court battle and then the appeals process that would go on for another 10 years if he were on death row?
No, not really.
No.
The only thing I wish that they would take him alive is then you could find out why he did
some examining.
Yeah.
All right.
Find out what's going on up in that head of his. But otherwise, no.
I just feel like the media circus. There's no chance for more media circus around this because there's closure. It's done.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and obtaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.